Well, this may be surprising to many, but coming up on Monday, November 18th, it will be the birthday of Len Bias, if he were still alive, of 50 years. And that is amazing, I know, to many, many listeners and Marylanders in the area. And to commemorate that and talk about a really compelling book that came out in 2011 is author Dave O'Grady, who is a well-recognized author and wrote a bestseller called Born Ready, The Mixed Legacy of Len Bias. And Dave joins us in studio now. And Dave, first of all, thanks for coming up. You came from Virginia?
I did, Brent. Thanks for having me. Leesburg, Virginia.
Leesburg, Virginia. But you
nice
are...
this time of year.
Beautiful. Yeah. You are a New Jerseyan by birth, but you went to College Park when?
I was at Maryland, University of Maryland, late 1970, 76 to 80. I was a scholarship track athlete, captain of the team 1980, and also made the soccer team as a walk-on as a freshman. So
wow.
Very familiar with the school, the athletic program, and have, you know, Maryland's in my heart.
And you obviously don't cross paths with Bias at that point. Why, Len, why have you focused so much of your time on him? There's some obvious answers there, but personally for you.
At the time when I saw him play and covered him a bit as a journalist, obviously we didn't know what was going to happen to him. But fast forward, you know, 20 years, when actually 2009, when I saw the documentary Without Bias that came out about then, and it made me think what kind of books had been written about Len. I'd written three previous books, two about athletic history at Maryland. And I researched and found that nothing had been written in book form since the early 1990s. And I figured maybe it's time to do it. And I wanted to do the book, not only for that reason, but I knew the story. I covered him as a journalist. I saw what it did to people personally who were involved with Maryland athletics and professionally, and what it did to the department. I thought, having been an athlete there and having known people at that time, it would get me access to former teammates, people who were working there. And it did. But what I didn't anticipate was how hard it was to get to some of them and convince them to talk. I thought people would be still, you know, open about it, but it made me realize that that's probably why a book hadn't been written since the early 90s. People still don't want to talk about it. They cry when you talk about them now. It's still a very emotional topic for a lot of people connected to Maryland.
I do want to get to why it's so emotional, but going back to the documentary, The 30 for 30, which is an incredibly successful series from ESPN, what was your take on that as a documentary, as a film?
I thought it did a great job about covering and documenting the immediate aftermath of Len's death. It talked to a lot of the right people. What I think it didn't do is, and this tends to happen in a lot of television productions, is it was a broad brush. It didn't get into depth into a lot of things. And as an example, his drug use, it never really addressed it. Len was what many people can consider a recreational user. There were no indications that he was addicted to the drug, but he used it. He had a history of use, and I addressed that in the book. But they did not address that, and I think the reason is because the Bias family was on board with that. I don't know this for a fact, because I was never told this. I know they were paid money to be part of the documentary. I reached out to them to cooperate with the book. They never got back to me. I never heard any reason why they didn't want to be involved. I'm not faulting them for that. It's a hard thing for them still, I'm sure. But I guess it's when you have that kind of an arrangement with somebody, it sort of skews the kind of presentation you could probably make. Now, with the book, I was willing to talk to the Bias family. My approach was going to be, I would, if with their cooperation, let's set up some proceeds. There was a Len and Jay Bias Foundation existent at the time, barely existent. I don't know if it still exists. I was going to donate some proceeds to that. But again, I don't fault them for not being involved. It's just, it's a hard thing. But I think that's why they probably didn't get into the heavy drug, or not heavy drug use, into his past drug use.
Interesting. Dave O'Grady is with us, author of a terrific book, Born Ready, The Mixed Legacy of Len Bias. And Dave will be speaking at the Sports Legends Museum at Camden Yards coming up on Monday, the 50th birthday of Len Bias, Monday, November 18th at 5:30 p.m. And for more information on that, you can go to 410-727-1539 to contact them and get more information about tickets. We'll hit that more as we continue here with Dave. But going back to the drug use, and for people who are new to this story, let's say my age or younger, and there are many of those listening right now, and they know Len as the guy who died one night doing cocaine, and he was a great basketball player. Let's first go to the basketball component of it, which is an incredible unknown to some extent. To some extent, we know everything, that he was one of the great ACC players ever to live. Fair?
Yes, very fair. And to put this in perspective, when we talked before we started, you said you were about 2 or 3 years old when he died.
Yeah.
So you, understandably, you're not going to know much about him.
Other than the fact that you hear from people. What I hear from people, and right. I do ask a lot of questions, and I'm very passionate about sports history in the area, right. and I love Maryland basketball. So that is what I've sought out on my own and what I've seen on video. But even back then, 20, 30 years ago, the video was not of what we have today.
That's right. You don't get a really good picture from the video that you can see now on YouTube right. of him, how good he was. He was pretty good. This will help you put it in perspective. Mike Krzyzewski has coached at Duke since 1980. He's won 4 national titles at Duke. He's won 2 gold medals with the U.S. men's national team, Olympic gold medals. He says this of 2 players that have come out of the ACC since the 1980s. 2 players have done things that no other players have done that I've seen. Michael Jordan and Len Bias. Jordan was a year older, all right? As an example, when Len was a sophomore, when people still really started to pay attention to him, on a national level, Carolina comes into Coalfield House in January 1984. And Carolina's number 1. Jordan's a junior. Bias has 24. Jordan has 21. 1 game doesn't make a rivalry, but that showed what Len Bias could do. Carolina won the game, of course. Bias was a 2-time ACC Player of the Year out of Maryland. Never happened before at Maryland. John Lucas, Len Elmore, Tom McMillan, never. He was an All-American first team his last year. I mean, I'm forgetting the scout from the from Indianapolis at the time. I think it was the Pacers. Who said assessed Len's ability at the time. He it was one person who could define that position like no one else could as a 3 player like a small forward but an outside
swingman
yeah a wide an outside forward.
A guy
position.
Who could kind of do it all
right. And the difference between Jordan and Bias was basically this: Jordan was a better dribbler, went to the basket better. Len Bias had a 44-inch vertical leap. Put that in perspective. I'm 5'11". That puts up to my hip. All right. So the Celtics were so high on him that Larry Bird, who never went to a preseason camp, was willing to come in that year and train with the Celtics to get used to Bias and to get to know him better. Of course, they had won the NBA title the year before. Hmm. So this is here's Bias coming out with this great college record. He pretty much helped define the game above the rim at that point. Very few, not as many players as now played above the rim. He did. And so he was sort of starting to change the way the game was played.
When we come back with Dave on Grady, we will talk more about the drug use leading up to the death of Len Bias and also the Celtics drafting him and what happened next. That's all still to come here on Sportsline.